Hello, I'm Rashi, and this is the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Here are the top stories for today. Our very trusted baby brand, Johnson & Johnson, is in deep trouble. India's drugs regulator has ordered it to stop manufacturing its baby powder using raw materials in two of its Indian factories until test results prove they are free of asbestos. The official at the Central Drug Standard Control Organization said a written order had been sent to the US company telling it to stop using the huge quantities of raw materials stocked in its plants in northern and western India. The state-based Food and Drug Administration launched an investigation into J&J's baby powder following a Reuters report last Friday that the firm knew for decades that cancer-causing asbestos could be found in the product. India's second-largest IT company, Infosys, search for a CFO has finally come to an end. The company announced the appointment of Bharti Airtel's current global CFO, Nilanjan Roy, as the next chief financial officer, effective 1st of March 2019. A veteran at Bharti Airtel, Nilanjan currently handles finance functions across India and Africa, and prior to that spent close to 15 years with Unilever in their global operations. Moving on, the government has sought approval from Parliament for equity infusion worth ₹2,345 crore into struggling Air India and another ₹1,300 crore for Air India Asset Holding. As part of efforts to revive the financial fortunes of the national carrier, the government has decided to transfer debt worth ₹29,000 crore to Air India Asset Holding Company, a special purpose vehicle. The airline has debt worth around ₹55,000 crore. Finance Minister Arun Jaitley has said the government will infuse ₹83,000 crore in public sector banks in the next few months of the current fiscal. Earlier in the day, the government sought Parliament's approval for infusion of an additional ₹41,000 crore in the state-owned banks through the second batch of supplementary demands for grants. This would enhance the total recapitalization in the current fiscal from ₹65,000 crore to ₹1.06 lakh crore. The Lok Sabha on Thursday passed the Consumer Protection Bill 2018. The bill, which was introduced in the Lok Sabha in January, mandates a harsh penalty and even imprisonment for misleading ads and food adulteration. The bill will now go in the Rajya Sabha for discussion. Once passed, the bill will replace the Consumer Protection Bill 1986. Chinese smartphone manufacturer Xiaomi's bankruptcy application has been accepted by the Chinese court in Shenzhen. Once a top smartphone manufacturer, Xiaomi has reportedly failed to pay its debt from various suppliers. The problem was compounded in November this year when Xiaomi chairman Liu Lirong reportedly lost over $1.4 billion while gambling at a casino in Saipan. However, Liu Lirong is still hopeful and has stated that he sees a turnaround in the company's fortune in 3 to 5 years. A German court has found in favor of US chipmaker Qualcomm in a patent dispute case against Apple, which could lead to a ban on sales of iPhones in Germany. Given that Apple can appeal the initial ruling, the court said the injunction banning sales of affected iPhones can only be imposed immediately if Qualcomm laid down a security deposit amounting to €668.4 million. Thursday's ruling marks a second major win for Qualcomm in a month after a court in China on December 10 ordered a prohibition on iPhone sales over a separate patent dispute there. IKEA is planning to invest ₹5,000 crore in Uttar Pradesh, where the Swedish home furnishings major is planning to set up large and small format stores. The investment would create over 8,000 direct and indirect job opportunities in the state, said IKEA in a statement. IKEA, which is planning to set up a large format store in Noida, has signed a memorandum of understanding with the Uttar Pradesh government for opening of stores in the state. RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das on Thursday said he will meet representatives of private sector banks and cooperative banks next week to discuss issues and concerns. As part of the consultative process, DAS finished meeting with the public sector lenders on Wednesday. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Do tune in on Monday for more business news.